Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national bestseller, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you doing today, guys?
Doing well.
Good job. Good job. Really, really good this week, Kit. Really good.
Well, I wanted to start off with someone who is not having a very good week, pro golfer Phil Mickelson. He is needing to repay $900,000 he made on insider info. Now, it's important to know that he is being named as a relief defendant, which means that he received property obtained illegally, but not directly accused of wrongdoing. So he's willingly repaying this $900,000, but that is a lot of money.
Now, did you say he's having a bad week?
I guess it's a bad lifetime for a lot of people,
a bad year at least. $900,000 he has to repay because he was trading on insider secrets.
Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of people do this and a lot of people get away with it, but a lot of people get caught too, don't they?
Yeah.
And exactly. So what was the story with him?
So what happened was he was owed money by this guy, by this gambler, Willie Billy Walters from Las Vegas.
So his name was Willie Billy?
Willie Billy.
His parents apparently loved him.
Oh, goodness. But but apparently this gambler made $40 million based on illegal stock tips on Dean Foods and then paid Mickelson this money. And so as part of this, Mickelson is saying, well, I guess I need to pay this back.
So Dean Foods, is that like Jimmy Dean sausage, that kind of thing?
I think so.
That's a good sausage now.
Yeah.
It's not worth $900,000. Sure not worth getting in trouble over, is it?
No, and now when it comes down to this inside trading, it's interesting to see that you can get in trouble for this, not just directly, but also secondhand.
Yeah, well, in third hand. I always thought the best way to make money illegally, legally, would be to tell all your friends and that you're getting ready, especially like when you see these investment shows on TV, you tell your friends that in like 3 weeks, I'm going to pump this one stock up. Go get some.
Oh yeah.
All right. So they go get it and then you pump it up. And the underside deal would be as soon as we make money, we'll split it 50-50. Wow. Right. Mm-hmm. So when you pump it up on their show, of course, the SEC would investigate you to make sure you or your family, immediate family, didn't invest, right, and make money. But they don't look at your friends. I mean, it'd be crazy. They wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah. That's like one of those radio contests where they say people who are related to station folks are not allowed to win, but it's impossible to figure out what 6 degrees of separation you are from someone who's on the radio, right?
Well, it's like the sweetheart deal when you get a job somewhere and then you can award contracts. You don't think that happens sometimes? You give contracts to friends or family or indirect family, or you open up, here's what happens a lot of times where guys get caught. They open up their own corporation and they give money to it. But then, you know, it's real easy to go down to the Secretary of State's office and see that you're the owner of that corporation. So I don't know. You know, as long as there's days that are around on the calendar, there's going to be people trying to pull something. But gosh, Phil makes enough playing golf. It's kind of crazy that he was getting greedy there, wasn't it?
And just making sure that you know what's going into your plan and getting that second set of eyes sometimes can be the most important step. If you've put together a plan and you aren't sure if you are on the right track, if you're not sure if you may be having a secondhand problem coming up on the horizon, maybe today is the day to sit down with your local financial coach and get a second opinion on your plan. Ensure that you're on the right track so that you know you're not going to get in trouble somewhere down the line. The number to call to get in touch with your local financial coach is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. Leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country. We'll put you in contact with the financial coach in your area. Again, that number, 800-604-1099. Make sure you're not getting secondhand taken advantage of. You're listening to the Financial Safari.
Did you know that 401ks often have high hidden fees? They could be eating away at your savings. Talk with an expert to uncover these fees by visiting the Safari team at financialsafari.com.
And it is time for Words from the Past, where we take a look at quotations from history, maybe recent history, maybe the distant past, and see how it relates to the financial world today. Today's quote comes from Dr. Orison Swett Marden, who is the founder of Success Magazine. He was born in 1848, and Dr. Marden said, "One penny may seem to you a very insignificant thing, but it is the small seed from which fortunes spring."
Yeah, every penny, a penny saved is a penny earned. I think Ben Franklin said that back in the day,
they
too.
They say it, yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is, when I was a younger kid, my brothers and I used to search construction sites because they had these bottles, and you would pick the bottles up, take them to the food store, the little convenient mart.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd get a nickel or a dime, depending on how big the bottles were. And back then, there really was penny candy. Matter of fact, there were two pieces for a penny. So when you were walking down the street and you looked down and saw a penny, you picked it up.
Oh, absolutely.
Nowadays, I won't even pick up a quarter unless it's on heads, because I heard it was bad luck if it's on tails. That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those were the days, as they said on Archie Bunker. But guess what? Back in the Depression, snow cones were called hard time Sundays because they were cheap to make. Snow cones. You know, it's pretty funny. That's a fact that I got, and I can't take credit. That's 5,000 awesome facts about everything from National Geographic Kids. I bought this great book for my daughter. And guess who hasn't got it yet? My daughter. Because I started looking through it. I said, there's some really good facts on here.
Absolutely.
So, well, you know, every penny means something. And we really look at this when we look at the fees that some people are paying. And if you compound those fees over 20 or 30 mm-hmm. years in your retirement account, you could have double the money if you lower your fees many times. And I always joke, who's getting rich off your retirement account? You or the guy who put you in it? And it needs to be you. And we do, like, all the coaches across the nation will help you with a forensic fee analysis. And this is vitally important because every single penny you save now will compound and build interest in the future if you have it in the right place. And that can mean dollars, not pennies. Very important, Thomas. And we see this a lot of times where people just aren't getting all the facts. And it's not just on the statements where the fees are listed. Many times they're hidden in plan documents, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And I feel like the easiest way to look at this from my perspective is kind of looking at it like a loan. Nobody wants an 8% loan. Everybody wants the low interest rates loan. Why is that? Because you're paying more in interest. It would be the opposite in retirement, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You want more return so that you can gain more money. The less return, the less, yeah.
I mean, a low interest environment right now, every penny you can save in fees is going to really help out. And especially if you could have that penny building more pennies and then it turns into dimes, quarters, dollars. And that's a lot more for retirement. So just getting the fee analysis, and we talk about this on the show a lot of times, and I think it goes right over people's heads because many people think they're not paying many fees. And if you look at a 401k statement, for an example, it may show a dollar or 50 cent fee on your quarterly statement. That's just one of a potential 20 different fees, and it's the only one they usually have to list. So And when you look at it, you're putting new money in your 401k, so maybe it looks like your balance goes up from quarter to quarter. But if the only gain is from you putting money in, then you're not in the right place.
That's true, and they may not even be noting things like inflation that is not being taken into account with those fees.
That's right.
You're also having to
battle. Great point.
Well, if you want to make sure that you know what fees and commissions are being taken out of your investments, you can sit down with a local financial coach and get that fee analysis absolutely free. The number to call is 800-604-1099. Again, 800-604-1099. Leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with the financial coach in your area. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
Did you know that delaying taking your Social Security benefits can have a dramatic effect on your retirement portfolio? Find out how by asking the Financial Safari team on FinancialSafari.com. That's FinancialSafari.com.